Blog Talk Radio.
I have had a long friggin' week. Today's show is sponsored by the letter F. It has been one thing after another. Good news, some good stuff, some not so great stuff. Just really, really stressful. And I'm happy that it is Friday, daylight savings time this weekend. And as soon as I get off the air, I get a conference call, and then I'm going to head over to my local pub, try and get some writing done, and drink a lot of vodka because it's been that kind of a week. So a couple of programming notes. Want to remind everyone that I'll be doing the Global Virtual Summit for Business. That begins on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and it's going to be on Zoom. It's a live event. It's a free event. And we have 30-some speakers, and we're going to each share our top tips with the audience, and you'll be able to watch it again, the replay, on Facebook, because we're going to upload it and, you know, that sort of thing, so people will get a chance to see it that way. So really excited about it. I don't usually do a lot of virtual summits, but this year I decided I'm going to do more. They're usually cheaper to produce. They're not easier to produce, but they are usually less expensive. And, you know, we've got a great lineup of speakers that I'm going to be working with, so I'm really, really excited about that. I'm also happy to report that my talk at Google is now officially sold out. We've got approximately 360 people who will be, we'll probably get half of that because, as you know, with any event, you usually get half. Approximately 360 people, business owners, will be coming to the Top of the Mark to hear my talk. If you're not familiar with the Top of the Mark, it is a very swanky restaurant and lounge. And I'm really excited to be there. So this should be rather interesting. And I'm happy to report that at the Pitch Fest, the speaker Pitch Fest that we hosted a couple of weeks ago, Mary Ottman is the winner of that Pitch Fest. So Mary will be opening for me at Google, which is really, really exciting. And by the way, there are no tickets left for this. But it is March 22nd, and it's going to be in San Francisco. So just FYI, hopefully you guys all have your tickets at this point, and hopefully I'll see you then. And now on with the show. My first guest is best-selling author Brent Phillips. He is the author of The Formula of Miracles. And first time to the show, Brent, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I am. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much for calling in. So, did a little bit of research in preparing for this interview. Tell us what the impetus for writing this book was.
Well, you know, if I had to say in one sentence, it's pretty simple that I was a software engineer and very much a, you know, scientific, rational, skeptical kind of person. And life led me to an enormous crisis where my life was essentially told I was over when I was 27. And, you know, after a long struggle back, I experienced a genuine miracle in 2003 on a visit to a healer. And that changed the whole trajectory of my life. And really what I wanted to do was to go figure this stuff out because I knew from my personal experience that there was something real here. It's not just a bunch of woo-woo nonsense. That's what I used to think. But the way it's presented, the way a lot of people practice this stuff, there is a lot of fluff and woo-woo and a lot of nonsense mixed in. So I wanted to figure this stuff out and, you know, as they say, just the facts. I just wanted to figure
and,
out how
you know,
this
one
might
of,
work.
One of,
mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, one of the things that I read about in your background is that you study with intuitives and healers and gurus to learn. What did you walk away with that? Because it changed sort of your perspective on the concept of miracles. What did you learn?
What I learned was that there is a technology to this stuff, that everything is just a matter of technology. And the things that we don't understand, we label magical or a miracle or the work of God or something like that. But energy healing and creating miracles for our lives is just a matter of technology. Because I'll tell you what, for everybody listening, that cell phone you got in your pocket, you take that back in time 100 years, it would be considered a miracle. Even without a network, all the things it can do, it would be considered amazing. But nowadays, we just consider it, you know, we don't even think twice about having a little electronic device in our pocket that connects us in real time to a worldwide information network. And that's because we understand the technology. And so there is truth behind all this law of attraction stuff, energy healing. There is a technology to it. And if you understand the technology, you can do incredible things.
Okay. So I'm going to play devil's advocate because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure I believe that. I understand what you're saying. It's sort of how people explain quote-unquote magic. It's technology beyond our reasoning, for those of you who read comic books like I do. So I get that. My guess is that the engineering side of your brain has sort of tried to put this in a way that makes sense from a scientific standpoint. Okay? That's sort of what I'm hearing. Is that a pretty fair assumption or no?
Yeah, I'd say that's correct.
Okay. I'm curious, are you a religious or spiritual person? Did you grow up religious or with a spiritual background?
My religious background was my parents would say, yeah, there's a God. If you're bad, you're going to go to hell. But religious people are crazy. Stay away from them. That was pretty much my religious background.
That was pretty
and so
much
I grew
that,
up
yeah.
a confirmed agnostic.
Okay. So because you sound almost like, and I'm not judging. I'm just making a statement and trying to clarify. It sounds to me as if you might be an atheist, but not really.
Not at all. Well,
not at all.
An atheist is usually defined as someone who is convinced there is no God or higher power, that human intelligence is the pinnacle of what's available. Not at all. And in fact, no good scientist would ever be an atheist for the simple reason that you can't prove a negative. It's impossible to prove that there is no divine power or higher intelligence behind the universe. How do you prove that? It's impossible. I used to be, as I say, a confirmed agnostic because I was sure that I wasn't sure. I was like, yeah, you know, I know that looking at religion seems a little nutty, but, you know, there are a lot of phenomena in this world that can't be explained through conventional means. That was before I started experiencing miracles. Now, I have no doubt about it. When people ask me, do I believe in God, I say, you know, I believe in God for the same reason I believe in my car. Do you believe in your car?
Well, I don't drive, so I believe in taxis.
Sure.
That's what
you believe
I,
taxis
what I
are
mean.
Real? There you go. It's really that simple. Because they take you to where you want to go.
So when you started thinking about miracles and started talking with healers and intuitives, et cetera, did this sort of turn your world around? Did this sort of knock you on your behind and say, wow, I've been looking at the world all wrong, or was it validation in what you sort of suspected all along?
I got knocked on my butt. And what happened to me was I had left MIT to start an internet company in the 90s. I was one of the world's leading internet experts. I had created some amazing technology. I created an entire genre of online games. for any of the you know the geeks in the crowd, I created the first ever what we call massively multiplayer real-time persistent state online role-playing game, and that released in 1997, you know, years ahead of the technology curve. But the strain of that crushed my health, and I ended up in terrible pain. 3 years of physical therapy, I got kicked out. They told me, they put me on permanent disability and told me I'd never work again, I'd never be out of pain, I'd never even be able to drive myself home. So doctors gave up on me. 5 years of alternative medicine didn't help either. I mean, I did acupuncture and herbs and homeopaths and chiropractors and osteopaths and machines and diets and cleanses and you name it, I tried it. Then in 2003, I had a surgery. It left my arm paralyzed. I couldn't move my right arm at all. Then I went to see this woman, Terry, who did some kind of crazy new age healing. And she did this subconscious block clearing process with me. And at the end of our session, she just closed her eyes and went into a trance, and my elbow went pop, and I could move my arm again. And so that was the genuine miracle that nobody could argue with, that I didn't understand or couldn't explain. And that's what knocked me on my butt. And I said, oh, my God, you know, I didn't think this stuff was real. But when I experienced that instant healing, I knew it was. And so I went on a really a journey that took me about 10 years to different healers and masters and gurus trying to figure out what it was they were doing, because I knew there was a technology to it. I knew to it than, you know, wearing white or chanting or, you know, holding hands and singing Kumbaya. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But I wanted to find the code that was underneath it. And I
want to get to what your formula is for miracles in a second. But you know, I want to touch upon what you said earlier. You are an MIT graduate. You were running two companies. You were working over 100 hours a week. You eventually wound up on permanent disability for health reasons, and that blows my mind a little bit because, while I'm not an MIT graduate and I will never be quite that smart, I work quite a bit. And one of the lessons that I learned years ago is that you really do have to do something that you really enjoy. You have to put yourself in a position where you're enjoying yourself because it does affect your health. And I think you sort of learned that the hard way. You're probably making a great deal of money, but maybe on some level you were not happy. Is that a fair assessment?
No, actually, I loved what I was doing. I loved being a video game developer. In fact, that was one of the reasons that I was working 100 hours a week, was I really loved what I was doing. The problem was I wanted to be successful so badly that I pushed through all the pain. And there were a few warning signs. You know, I had little bits of aches and pains and problems and stiffness, but I ignored it, you know, popped some Advil, you know, drank more coffee and just pushed through it. It wasn't until one day I went to go get in my car to drive home, and my hand was shaking so bad I couldn't even open my car door. That was what led me to believe, okay, maybe there's a problem here. And for me, the overwork was the obvious problem. You know, the 100-hour work weeks are what triggered the whole crisis, though it ran a lot deeper. I didn't learn until many years later. I had had Lyme disease that I had contracted when I was at MIT. I was also suffering from chemical poisoning, from aspartame, and I was also born with a neurological disease. So add all that together with 100-hour work weeks for 2 years with no breaks, and you've got quite a mess on your hands.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was actually going to be my next question because, you know, you can say, chalk it all up to stress, but we all have stress. There had to be other components that were with.
Yeah, there absolutely were. There was one of my buddies from MIT that I recruited to join me. He was working, you know, 90% as hard as me, and he never had a problem. And the difference was in the emotional, spiritual piece. You know, it's what we call the subconscious mind. That because I was in a fragile condition already, and though I didn't realize it, I wiped myself out. And it was because I loved what I was doing and I loved working so much that I dug myself such a deep hole. and literally ended up crippled and on permanent disability when I was 27. That doesn't happen to people who are mellow and relax and take it easy in life.
Absolutely. So tell us what your formula for miracles is, what it is, and tell us where you are now. What are you doing? Are you still working as much as you used to? How do you handle the stress and manage the neurological conditions as well?
Sure. So the formula for miracles is actually pretty straightforward. It's the recognition that all of us humans work a lot like a computer does. And, of course, we're all familiar with computers, right? You got your laptop, your tablet, your phone, whatever. And we know that they run programs, right? You got a program for your email, a program for the web browser or Skype or whatever, right? And so we know that the way the program works is based on the code. Well, what I learned is that our lives are really run on code too. We all have code inside of us, what we call the subconscious mind. You know, I call it the software of your soul. And so we are literally running code inside of us for how much money we make, for our career success, for our physical health, for our emotional health, for our sense of purpose, for our intuition, for our relationships, you name it. Ultimately, these are all programs. And it's unfortunate the way most of us are trained to live our lives is there's the old blonde joke that circulated in the 90s that went something like this. How do you know when a blonde is being using your computer? Well, you know it because your monitor is covered with whiteout and black marker. And so the point being that drawing on your monitor isn't going to change your code, is it? Of course not.
No.
But that's how we live our lives. We think if we don't have enough money, it's about trying to get more money, trying to start the right business or pick the right stock or whatever it is. We think that if, you know, our health is bad, we go to doctors who run tests and give us a bunch of pills to push the numbers around. Ultimately, that's just drawing on the monitor. You can make it look like things are working, but they're really not. And we all have this ability to tap into this code. By using the theta brain state, you can actually learn to open the subconscious mind and go change and identify the coach that we're running. And when we do that, that really opens the door for a significant change in our lives. That's the shortcut. And so,
go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
Well, what I was going to say is, because that's a little technical, what I want to know is I'm having a long week. I need to tap into whatever is going to bring my blood pressure down, what's going to help me tap into my higher consciousness, because I'm a spiritual person, so I'm not a terribly religious person. How can I tap into that? How can I develop that so that I'm not running myself into the ground and ignoring warning signals and that sort of thing?
Sure. Let me offer this. There's a difference between pressure and stress.
Okay.
And so pressure is when there's just a lot to do. Maybe you have a lot of work to be done, a lot of activities. Maybe some of them are really important, will have huge impact on your life or other people's lives. That's pressure. Stress is the emotional impact of the pressure. And so some people handle the stress really well and can be in high-pressure positions and situations, and they're not stressed by it. Other people, just a little bit of pressure, and they're stressed out of their mind. And so in life, pressure is inevitable, but stress is optional. By learning to master the inner game, by learning to work with the subconscious, to access the theta state, to understand the truth of how life really works. Because guess what? A lot of what we're taught about life is totally wrong. What we all kind of, quote, assume and think is true is a bunch of nonsense. And our religions aren't a lot of help there either. And so there is a truth. And when we're tapped into this truth, there's a technology to using it. You know, this what I call the formula for miracles. that there's literally belief system codes and programs inside of us that create these traps of stress. And if we can learn to let go of them, we can then be in a position where we can handle larger amounts of pressure with less stress. And of course, everybody has limits, right? You know, there's only so many hours in a week. You got to take care of your body. You got to sleep. You got to eat well. You got to exercise. But there, for most of us, the amount of stress we feel is unnecessary. That with the right spiritual practice and processes, we can start to put down this huge burden of stress. And you actually can live a pressure-filled life without being at the effect of all this stress.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What is a universal truth? And I'm just putting this into a different context. What is a universal truth to managing stress?
Well, I'll tell you, this is gets a little into the more advanced teachings. You know, the system that I have developed, Awakening Dynamics, what we call the Formula for Miracles is really the foundation. Learning simple metaphysical techniques, how to do healings, clear subconscious blocks, to manifest, things like that. The more advanced levels, we get into the process of what's called awakening. And what it comes down to is this, is what are you? And what most of us think we are is totally wrong. And the way that what the truth of what we are, the truth of God and life in the universe, is very different than what almost any of us has ever been told or figured out. And the trouble is we're struggling under the burden of a lie. We tend to think that we're these separate beings that live in a difficult, competitive world, and we need to figure all this stuff out and go out and make it happen, right? You got to, you know, go and make it happen, which is a very difficult and stressful proposition. That's actually not quite the truth. It is, as they say, an illusion. That's what it looks like, doesn't it? But it's not real. And so getting into awakening, you know, way beyond the scope of what we can do in a quick chat, but I want everyone to know there is an answer there. That when you understand the truth of what you as awareness really are, it allows us to start to put down this burden of stress. It allows us to process through the bad stuff, the difficult times in life, and allows us to find our grounding, find our strength, even in really tough situations. And there is an incredible source of spiritual power within all of us. It's only a question of, you know, how well are you accessing it?
I like that. Tell everyone where they can get a copy of your book. If you want to make an offer, feel free to do that.
Sure. Anyone that's interested to learn more, you can hop over to my website at awakeningdynamics.com. That's awakeningdynamics.com. And if you're on the website, you know, you'll see a little box pop up. If you put in your name and primary email, I'm going to invite you to a couple of free live events, because I don't just want to talk to everybody about how this stuff works. I want you to experience it for yourself. And so I do a live events usually a couple times a month. One's called the Wealth Club, where you can come and I will teach you this process of how to check for subconscious blocks and do clearings and Q&As. And I also do live webinars about once a month where I talk a little more about the Formula for Miracles and do some interactive processes because, again, I don't just want to tell you about it. I want everyone to experience it for themselves. You know, I'm not out to convince any skeptics. I just want to offer evidence, validation, and your own experience so everyone can draw their own conclusions.
All right, sounds good. Brent Phillips, will you come back and talk to us again in the future?
Sure, I think that'd be great. It's been a lot of fun to be here.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, and we will be right back with, after these messages.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit Eloesh.com, that's Eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success Mentoring Kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast, you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015. Or visit DownsLeadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Hello, this is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com. for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Hey, did you know that you have 7 short seconds to capture someone's attention before they tune you out? That's where I come in. Ilya, CEO and Chief Executive Unicorn of Powtoon. Powtoon lets you create short animated videos for your business, just like those cool ones you see all over the web. The best part about it is that it's easy, quick, free, and absolutely awesome. In fact, over 36 million Powtoons have been made so far, and a new one is created every second of every day. So if you don't want your business to be ignored, make a Powtoon now. Visit Powtoon.com. That's Powtoon.com. Sign up today for free to bring a touch of awesomeness to your brand.
Business Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas's premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. Business Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
And speaking of the Beacon Center, I will be producing my Women of Influence Vegas event on May the 9th. That's going to be at the Beacon Center. Again, May 9th in Vegas. So if you would like tickets, you can email me directly at awil267487@aol.com. On the 29th, I will be producing and hosting my Big Money Conference. That's going to be a Tech Code. That will be 1172 Castro. That's in Mountain View in the heart of Silicon Valley. So if you would like tickets for that or any of my events, then be sure to email me. A few of you have emailed me also about speaking opportunities. We've got a number of them that are coming up. Some of them are virtual. Some of them are on-site and live. So be sure to email me. You can also get a copy of my directory of speaking opportunities for 2018. You can speak at the three virtual conferences, the Male-Female Communication Summit, Health and Wellness Summit, Teacher-Parent-Youth Transformational Summit. This information is on our website, so you can copy and paste the link and go directly to the website and register for that. We've got the Writers Conference that's coming up on April the 9th. It says April 9th through the 12th, but I decided to do just one day. We have the Speakers, Startups, and Small Business Owners Promote Your Business Pitch Fest. That's going to be May 21st, and Women of Influence Virtual Conference. This is similar but also different from my regular Women of Influence. This is going to be the virtual version, and so all you have to do is call in. This is for women only. So sorry, guys, I'm always the only male at the women's conferences. So you can register for that. And registration, by the way, ranges anywhere from $99 to $350, you know, depending on the conference. So make sure that you register for that. There's still a few spots open for the Women of Influence 7-City Tour. And so if you are interested in that, make sure that you copy and paste the link and go from there, and just a whole slew of other speaking opportunities. So for anything that you're interested in, email me directly, awil267487 267-487 at AOL.com, and let's have a chat. That's our show for this week. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm going to be off next week because I'll be doing my virtual business summit all week long, so be sure to tune in for that. Until next time, I'm Tony Wilkins. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, spring ahead, clocks go ahead this weekend, so don't forget to do that. Until next time, have a safe weekend.